When it comes to the basics of health and just surviving, our body can go a relatively long time without food. You know, we can survive a little while because we have reserves, we have stores in our body, and we can still use things to produce energy. But when it comes to water, we can't go that long without water. And even further along that spectrum, we cannot survive very long at all without any air. But today, let's focus on the second point. Let's focus on water and hydration and why that's so important beyond just overall health. But it's important whenever you're training something, whenever you're trying to get in condition for your sport, and it's extremely important to optimize your performance. Stay tuned in this episode. I'm going to give you three things that you can focus on to improve the way that we stay hydrated throughout the day and especially around training sessions. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. Thank you again for joining me for another week. For any of the new listeners out there, this is the right place to hear about all of the topics related to elevating your performance. I talked to some great guests that share their stories, their journey, their obstacles that they've overcome, and anything that helped them to achieve their true potential when it comes to performance. I release episodes every Tuesday, so any of the new listeners out there, check back at the previous library of episodes, some great solo episodes, as well as some great guest topics and interviews. For all of the returning listeners, again, thank you for your support. I truly appreciate all of your support and listening. And if you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review the podcast. Also, share any of these episodes with anyone that you think it would help, that they would find some benefit out of these episodes, and also those that are looking to really elevate their performance. As I mentioned before the intro, let's jump straight into the topic today, and it's all about hydration. And hydration, it's something that I usually coach a lot after we get a little bit more comfortable with some of the basic nutrition habits. And it's not because hydration is not important. It's because hydration is something that, as simple as it is, as essential as it is, it's very hard to change. So anyone out there, if you think about it, how many times someone may have told you, drink more water, and the likelihood of you to actually drop everything that you're doing and start to change that habit and consume the right amount of water, it's actually a lot harder to make that simple adjustment, a lot harder than it sounds. For today, let's just keep it simple, short and sweet, and I want to start by explaining some of the basics, some of the importance of staying in that optimal hydration zone or being in a euhydrated state. So hydration is so important because our body just needs normal water levels to survive. Our body is made up of anywhere from 50 to 70% of water in all of our cells, our muscles, of course. And we need to be in this hydrated state for all of our systems to function and for our body to actually function well. So some of the things about hydration is that it affects all of our systems, like I just mentioned. Cardiovascular-wise, when we start to get dehydrated, it just puts way more strain on these systems. So it puts strain on our heart. We start to become less efficient at pumping out blood to our body. We increase our heart rate. Along with those lines, if we're exercising, doing something in heat, or doing something intense, it lowers our capacity to actually thermoregulate our body. So we start to decrease our sweat rate to really try to conserve liquids and water at that point. And then that makes it more likely for us to overheat. Along those lines, you know, our nervous system becomes less efficient at sending signals, less effective at contracting our muscles, producing power, producing force, but also in the cognitive regard, we start to decrease performance in that regard too. So decreased reaction time, memory goes down, alertness goes down, and of course, like I mentioned, movement and motor function starts to go down. We're just not as effective when we're not in a hydrated state. And out of all of those things, I think one of the big things is just thermoregulation. So when we're not hydrated or not hydrated enough, then our thermoregulation starts to be less efficient, and then we're more likely to actually overheat. When it comes to performance, Anytime that we're starting to become less efficient at regulating heat and our muscles are starting to get more fatigued, we're not able to release some of the heat storage in our muscles, in our body, that really does not help our performance. And our performance starts to decline. And these are just some of the negative effects when it comes to sports and activities, but in overall health too. When we are not hydrated just throughout the day, you're probably going to experience some of these effects. It might not be as pronounced, meaning that you still can plug along and push through. Unlike if you're running, you know, a half marathon, it's really hard to continue when the effects are so drastic at that point. But throughout the day, we might not realize what kinds of effects it has on our day, our performance, and also what types of effects it has cumulatively when we start to do this over and over. Over and over meaning that we're not hydrating properly. So all of this, it's very important that we do pay attention to hydration status. We actually consume enough water to help support just overall health, but especially to help support and get us to optimize the benefits from training, from performing in your games, from performance in the season. You want to constantly try to hydrate adequately for your body, your fitness level, your sport, your activity, and this is what we are going to talk about today. So the first thing before I get into the actual tips, let's think about some basic concepts when it comes to hydration. And I know there's a lot of different water guidelines out there, and there are a lot of recommendations that are constantly changing as we start to learn more, learn about how the body's responding, and we start to get more of an idea of the specifics of hydration and performance. We already know that when you're dehydrated, performance goes down. But I think when we start to learn more about the actual effects, that's where some of these recommendations and guidelines start to change a little bit. But basically the water guidelines, depending where you look at, what country you look at, most of these guidelines say that we should get between 2,500 and 3,500 milliliters a day, which is about 85 to 120 fluid ounces, which is about 10 to 15 8-ounce cups. Or if you have a flask, depending how big it is, you know, it's anywhere from like 3 to maybe 5 or 6 of those flasks a day. Now, I want to emphasize that these are just guidelines, meaning that there are so many other factors that influence what your optimal hydration state is. And some of these factors are very individualized to you, your body type, your body size, your body composition, how healthy you are, your fitness level. On top of that, what types of activities do you do? What's your sweat rate like in those activities? What types of environment are you working out in? All of these collectively determine how much water should we consume to stay in that euhydrated state again. So again, you can see that there are so many variables that affect how much water should we consume. And that's the first point that I want to make, is that water guidelines are just guidelines. And it's anticipating or assuming that you are being relatively active. You are consuming a good diet. You are getting exercise on a daily basis. You are in a relatively healthy and active state. But again, use these as just guidelines, because what I'm going to talk about in a little bit is how to actually pay attention to how hydrated or dehydrated you are throughout the day, and how can we understand and listen to our body so that we're not just drinking the recommended amount of water, but we're actually seeing how is this working for us? Do we need to adjust? And most of the times, we actually have to consume a little bit more water than what we think we should consume. And there are research out there that show that majority of people don't meet the recommended water guidelines, intake guidelines, or majority of us, we actually don't drink enough water when it comes to health and performance. But after you listen to this episode, you'll find out how to discern how much water is appropriate for you and your situation right now. Okay, so for the first thing is that I've been mentioning water a lot. So that is going to be a fact. Water is going to hydrate us the best, better than any other type of drink. We just simply need water. And I know there's a lot of debate and all of this new things about water, you know, alkaline water, all of these different brands, ionized alkaline water. But basically, let's not look at the bells and whistles first. Let's just look at regular water. And even if it's just a low-end generic type of filtered water, That is good, especially if the water quality in your area is not as great and there might be a lot of contaminants, chemicals, other things in the water, then just getting a simple filtered water system, that will help a lot. But if the water in your area is pretty good, then you can always drink water from the tap. And I know in some places that that's kind of the best option that you have. So we're just looking at good quality water. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, expensive, just figure out how to consume water. And for most of us, we need to learn how to consume water more consistently throughout the day and frequently. Now, when I do nutrition coaching, it's not uncommon that, you know, some people don't prefer water. They might want to drink other types of drinks or even other types of waters that might be naturally flavored or might be infused with something. And that's preference. But I do want to say is that us as humans, innately, we want water. Our body needs water to thrive. So a lot of times our nutrition habits, our experiences, how we grew up, some of the things that we've practiced in the past, that has shaped our perception or why we don't like or like water. And I think a lot of that is something that can be changed through practice. So I would recommend for anybody that's struggling to consume a little bit more water and they're consuming a lot of the sugary drinks, sodas, juices, coffee, maybe drinking all of these other things besides water, my recommendation for that is don't have to make a drastic switch. Usually that just causes excessive stress. It becomes something that's not too pleasant and something that you're not going to stick to for the long run. So what I would recommend is just start to gradually incorporate a little bit more water. And this might be over the time frame of weeks or months. You just start to do a little bit more water each day, each week. And naturally, if you're drinking more water, you're probably going to start to slowly balance out and cut back a little bit on the sugary drinks, the sodas, the juices. And this over time will help to get us into a better balance and consuming water at a better frequency. And for most of us, the more that we start to experience more the effects of what it feels like to be better and more hydrated, that really helps to fuel us and make us want water more. And that is the natural human response, is that we want to be in a hydrated state because, again, we function better, our health is better, and then your body will really start to want and crave that water again because it'll start to be functioning at a higher level. So that's one thing. Just gradually start to consume a little bit more water. For those of you that do consume a lot of water, listen to these next few tips because this will give you a better idea as to, am I staying hydrated? Am I drinking adequate amounts of water? And is this really helping my body to function well and helping to support my performance? So tip number one that I have is to make water readily available. And this sounds too simple to be true, but it's very true. If we actually have water and carry water around with us, that is one of the basic habits that we can do that will help us to sip on water throughout the day, try to get a consistent stream of water throughout the day so that we don't get extremely dehydrated and thirsty before we go out and look for and drink water. So just having water around, having some type of water bottle, a flask, something that you can easily fill up with water, it keeps it cold throughout the day, you can just have it around with you. And that is one of the key components that will make it that much easier to stay hydrated. Now, the second tip that I have, and this is just a real simple and practical way to monitor hydration. And it's simply just paying attention to your urine color. And this is just throughout the day, just try to understand that your urine color is going to reflect how hydrated or dehydrated you are. You don't have to do anything more than that. Some people might think this is a little gross, but it will really give you a lot of information. So basically throughout the day, we want our urine color to be light yellowish. We don't want it to be too clear because then we're trying to expel any excess water in us. We're probably overhydrated or some salt water imbalance, but we won't get into that today. Basically, if it's too clear, you're probably using the bathroom frequently and you're probably overhydrated. Now, if it's getting yellowish, darker yellowish, orange, brown, you're definitely in a state where you're very dehydrated already. So you're going to need to try to drink more water just to get your body back into that hydration status that is optimal for our health and our performance. So that simple guideline can make you think about how much water do I need to consume, not only throughout the day, because everything needs to adjust with what we're doing, the environment, our activities. So just try to pay attention in certain situations. What is the optimal amount of fluids that I really need to drink? And how does my body respond to that for the rest of the day, even leading into the next day? Now, hydration is something that we want to try to drink water early and often. Consistency is the key here. We don't want to do an activity, get extremely dehydrated, and be playing catch up, and it's impeding our body's ability to recover. Maybe we're excessively sore. Maybe we're not able to sleep well. You don't want to get into that state, and you don't want to play that game. So you want to try to be hydrated as much as possible. After intense exercise, activities, sports, you want to try to rehydrate as much as you can. And the more that we can do that on a consistent basis, it will really help us to recover, help us feel better, help our energy levels, and help us to really perform our best. And along those lines, pay attention to your overall nutrition too. And this is something that I've talked about briefly in other episodes, but the more that we eat whole foods, the more that that holds water content, and we can get hydrated through our food consumption as well. So that's something to take into consideration when we talk about hydration, is to see what types of quality of foods, other factors influence our hydration status as well. And that is pretty much the take-home message, is to try to see how our body is responding to various situations and how we're able to maintain this optimal hydration status and do this as consistently as possible. Like with everything, our body likes consistency. When it knows that we're consuming water on a regular basis, that is really what helps our body to adapt in a positive way. Adapt not only from a nutrition and physiological standpoint, but also adapt with how we're going to respond and adapt to exercise, to training, to all of the practices and games that you're participating in. So that is the main message, is to pay attention to how your body's responding, learn how to hydrate, make it easy for you to hydrate, and then try to keep doing what's working for you as consistently as possible. And that is all that I have for this episode. I hope that you got a lot of good information, and I challenge everyone to pay attention to some of these strategies and how your body's responding, and try to drink or adjust your water intake this upcoming week, and try to keep improving that every week. Before you know it, it probably becomes a part of your routine, and you're creating some sustainable and solid hydration habits. Thank you again for staying for this episode. I hope that everyone enjoyed it. Again, if you haven't already, please go to Apple Podcasts or even check out my website and take a look at the library of previous episodes. For anyone out there that enjoys these episodes, be sure to subscribe to my podcast, rate and review, and help to spread the word with family and friends as well. Also, I have been putting up podcast highlight clips daily on YouTube. So check out my YouTube channel. Please share those video clips as well. It's a good change of pace, change of scenery to see some of the video content that adds a lot to just the audio content on this podcast. So check that out. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, like the videos, also leave a helpful comment or any feedback that you have for me. And as always, I really, truly appreciate everyone's support. Thank you again for joining me for another episode. I will be back here same time, same place, new episodes every Tuesday. And until then, have a great week, everyone. Aloha.